There are so many times when I've had so little hope. And maybe that's my problem, not yours, and maybe that's a bad way to start this off, so forgive me. But the thing is, people keep trying to tell me that this is the hard part. And I have been through so much. Haven't I gone through enough? So I'm beginning to think that, well, maybe I don't deserve it. And maybe bad things are meant to happen to me. And how do I explain that to the average person? How do I explain what I'm going through? How do I explain the way I feel? How do I explain it? Well, the key here for me is that sometimes good things can happen when you least expect it. So when people tell me that the sky looks really blue today, I just think, well, that is called science. The sky is always blue. And that answer, that comment, is that supposed to make me feel better? And maybe when people tell me that every cloud has a silver lining, well, maybe I should just enjoy that silver lining every once in a while. And when people complain that the grass is always greener on the other side, well, maybe at times like those, I should learn to like the view from this side, because at least I get to see the green grass. Well, it's just a theory. Because maybe this ride ain't so bad, and maybe this side ain't so bad, and maybe there is a chance for that other side for me, and maybe I've had a taste of all that good stuff. And you know, it occurred to me that the good stuff ain't all that after all, and that maybe there is someone out there like me, and that maybe someone cares about me, and maybe someone respects me, and thinks I'm intelligent and beautiful. Maybe. A couple of days ago, John gave me some roses, and even half dozen, something that didn't even need to be wrapped by the florist. But John had an answer for me. He told me that he gave me the 5 roses for the 5 days he had known me. 5 days. And the 6th one, well, it was just for me. Because I deserved it. And those were the words he used. And that is what he said to me. And I have received flowers from other men before, but for all of this, it was different. And yeah, I could go on and on and on about the fact that he is taller than me. I can wear high heels in front of him and I won't dwarf him. And when he holds me, I feel like I'm actually being held and not like I'm about to break the man I'm hugging into 2 pieces. And maybe he was a Marine and can hold his own. And maybe he has traveled all over the place and seen different things and had different chances. And yeah, maybe he carries all my stuff around in my apartment because he thinks it might be too heavy for me. And yeah, I could get angry at that. I could think that I can carry this myself, that I'm not a poor, helpless girl, and that I don't need no man. But for now I'm stuck in this happy mode. Remembering what it's like, where the grass is greener, enjoying that silver lining, and, well, being happy that I can almost touch that green grass now. Because I'm sick of hearing about those 4-leaf clovers and rainbows and pots of gold and all that other crap that's supposed to make you happy. Because maybe I'm just happy that someone gave me attention. And gives me attention. And that someone cares about me. I got that from someone who thought I was worth it. From someone I thought was worth it. And when you finally get to this point, when you think that no one else can understand this feeling. And all the references to growing grass and bubbles and sunsets don't quite cut it. Well, when you get to feel this way, the way I feel, well, how do you explain it?